All right, listen, there's nothing to laugh about here. Welcome to another Chats with Gigi. This one, I don't even know how to start this. So joining me, FYI, most importantly, founder of the Collaborative Counseling Center, we have my girl Whitney Hawkins. What's up?
Hello.
You don't sound very excited about this one. I'm not either. So I'll bring you guys up to date about what we were just talking about. There's a new study that was run by Wallet Hub that... It's a little concerning because it talks about the best and worst cities for singles. Now, we're not going to get into the best cities because they're not anywhere near us right now. But we are going to talk about the worst cities. We have Pembroke Pines, we have Miami, and we have Fort Lauderdale. What in the world is going on here? I'm never going to have kids.
It's not looking good.
Let's talk about this study. Where did we rank here?
So we've got Miami number 49, Fort Lauderdale is number 86, and Pembroke Pines and Hialeah are coming in at like the bottom two.
For the record, I live in Hialeah. I'm not moving, but you know, this is not good news. Can somebody please break it to my mom that she's never going to get grandkids? You know, and one of the things that they looked at in this study is the cost of dating. Now, I'm going to tell you something. We've talked about this before, you and I, extensively, how I think dating sucks because it's just such a process. And that whole like first date thing, it's so stressful. It's like a bad job interview and you never know what to do. I can only imagine if it's like a guy planning the first date, like, do you go to have drinks? Pros and cons. I mean, like, you could have too many drinks and then that can get a little messy. Do you go to dinner? Dinner is a little expensive. Do you not take her anywhere and just do like a picnic and then maybe she thinks you're broke? Does she care if you're broke? What do you suggest? And what does this study say about, I'm telling you, what does this study say about dating and first dates here in South Florida?
So Miami does have the highest restaurant meal costs, which I don't think any of us are surprised by that. I look at dating sort of as making an investment. So you're right. Why are you going to take someone out on a $200 dinner when you just met them? How do you know if you're going to want to make that big of an investment in that person? I think it's okay to do something that's mid-range, like plan something in Miami that you know the cost up front.
Now, I can tell you right now, a lot of girls would be a little confused if a guy just took them to like a picnic on the beach because look, not to sound materialistic or anything, but it is important that the person that you're seeing, and this goes for all relationships, I think it's very important that the person that you're seeing is making money. I'm not saying that they have to make over a certain amount, but they do have to be able to sustain themselves and they have to be financially responsible. And I think part of showing that is, you know, on the first date, it is in a way... your, I guess, like presentation card. Right. But I also know several people that'll take you to these foo-foo restaurants on the first day, blow $300, and then, you know, they're living at home with mom, and they can't figure it out, and they spend all their money in clubs on the weekends, and they're not at all financially responsible.
So, exactly.
So, okay, so it's an investment. First dates are definitely an investment. Mm-hmm. It is a presentation card, something mid-range. What are some things that we want to look for when we're going on that first date, especially in a city like the ones that have been ranked so poorly?
So I think it's important that the person that's taking you on a date has made an effort to get to know what you like. That's most important. You know, anybody can take you out to an expensive dinner.
Absolutely.
But to find out like, okay, Gigi loves to go to the beach or she really likes these certain type of movies, you know, putting some type of thought into it means so much more than how much it costs. Because you're right, especially in Miami, there are a lot of people that are putting things on credit cards and, you know, leasing their car, maybe even renting it for the night.
Oh my gosh. And I hadn't even thought of that. That's terrible.
It happens.
So he comes to pick me up in like a Rolls Royce.
Exactly.
And he's driving a hoopty.
He doesn't even have a car.
Not that there's anything wrong with not having a car.
Of course.
The problem is not being honest and upfront about it, right? So definitely honesty is one of those things that we want to have readily available from the other person and that you want to offer too during your first date because it's a two-way thing. So getting to know the other person, that's a big deal. Okay, so you can definitely plan a first date that's less expensive. Mm-hmm. You don't have to, you know, tirar la casa por la ventana, like we say in Spanish. And you can still be able to impress the other person. What else should we keep in mind?
So I think it's also important that you go on a date where you can actually get to know each other.
Okay.
Go to a place where you can have conversation. You know, like going to a movie and sitting next to each other and never speaking, you're not really going to know, do I want to go out on another date with this person?
I agree. You know, yeah. I think also it's so important to talk to the person mm-hmm. to see if there's even any chemistry, because sometimes you go on a first date exactly. and you don't really get into like the nitty gritty stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like, do you want to have kids? I mean, that's such a loaded question.
Right.
You don't get into that right away, but you do talk about the little things. What's that? The Ed Sheeran song that says that they go on their date and they talk about Sweet and Sour and how her family's doing uh-huh. great. Little things like that, but they'll allow you to still be able to, you know, see if there's chemistry, if you get along with the person, if you interact, if you can bounce a conversation back and forth, or if they're totally boring,
right?
Without getting into like the really heavy stuff, like, you know, how are you damaged from your past relationship? Let's leave that for like the third date, right?
Exactly.
Or do we throw that out on the first one? I don't know.
I mean, I think it depends on how it's going, how open the other person is, and you can find out a lot of information from just talking with someone without throwing it out on the table like that. You know, I think there's a lot of clues you can pick up on.
We'll definitely need a whole another podcast episode of Chats with Gigi, so you can list those clues for us.
Exactly.
Definitely. And now, so there are several things, as expensive as South Florida can be, Miami especially, there are several things that we can do that are close to free that'll mm-hmm. allow us, like you said, Whitney, the ability to get to know the person, to talk to them. So I know for one, I absolutely love dancing. I've been mm-hmm. dancing since I was a kid. So you can't go wrong with taking me dancing, given that you know how to dance too. If you don't know how to dance, it's not a good idea. But I know, for example, Ball and Chain has free salsa lessons on Thursday nights. That's always fun. That's something you can do. You know, you can get a little close maybe if you feel like you're at a point where you want to be close to that person. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of other stuff that we can do right here in South Florida.
Yeah, so I have found there's free yoga on Sundays at the Mondrian.
Nice.
You can also go to the Wynwood Walls. There's the Perez Art Museum. There's all these things that there's an activity to do, but while you can still be speaking with someone and getting
to know them. And connecting with them.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, I like that. There's also tons of stuff that you can do to look of music and stuff like mm-hmm. that. So if you just do a little bit of research, and you know what? Help the guy out. I don't think sometimes men are not as creative as girls are mm-hmm. when it comes to this stuff. And I think that also our society has put a lot of pressure on guys doing fancy
Absolutely.
Stuff for girls when it's not always necessary. And so help him out. You know, if he says, let's go on a date, and you feel like you have some suggestions that you can get to talk to him, communication, right? And being
right.
honest and tell him, hey, instead of going to blah, blah, blah for dinner, maybe we could just go check out the mm-hmm. walls and maybe just grab a snack on the way or something like that. So definitely difficulties in dating in South Florida continue to mount up, considering.
Right, exactly.
So aside from being single forever, we are going to look at these tips and apply them for us single people. Also, there's lots of events that are starting. I was just recently at something called Run to Date. It's a 5K. So when we're talking about odd ways to meet somebody, sweaty and gross has never been on my list of ways to meet a guy. So the whole yoga thing, definitely not an option for me. But when I did run to date, it was a ton of fun. It was in Wynwood. It was, you know, just people that like to run. You got to wear a little color-coded whatever on your mm-hmm. chest that said you're available. Another one, a different color, was like, it's complicated. So maybe you're in between relationships.
That's
or maybe
cool.
you just broke up with someone and you're not really sure what you're looking for, but this sounded like fun. And off limits means you're married. Maybe you're there to wingman for someone.
Right.
You know what I mean? So there's lots of little things like this that you can look up. In fact, we're going to have on the blog, right after you listen to this podcast, we'll have this list for you. And a couple of the tips that definitely changes that you need to make to your dating strategy, no matter what city you're in. But it's not all bad for Florida, right? We have a couple cities that did make it high up on the good for dating. They're on the best side of the thing. Which ones are those?
Yeah, so we've got Tampa at number 11 and okay. Orlando's number 27. So
that's not too bad. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely not moving to be Mickey Mouse's neighbor, though. That's way too far. My mom would shoot me if I moved that far. Anyways, Whitney, thank you so much for coming out. Make sure you guys reach out to her if you have any questions about this stuff. She is, once again, the founder of the Collaborative Counseling Center, Whitney Hawkins. Always a pleasure to have you here in Chats with Gigi. And I want to know your comments. Tell me, do you have like the worst first date ever? The best first date ever? Have you up on Instagram at Gigi Diaz Live. Till next time.